Blog Talk Radio.
Like 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's right. I tell you. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. But it's true. It stays light out till like 8, 9 o'clock. That's right. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in and being a part of tonight's show. We're here on BIRN, Brain Injury Radio Network. Check us out on BrainInjuryRadioNetwork.com or BlogTalkRadio.com/BrainInjuryRadio. Yes. Really exciting stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming in and being a part of today's show. A lot of you are here for the very first time. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Amy Jo from Idaho is in our BIRN chat room. We have so many people in our chat room. And I am just really excited to have all these great people in our chat room. You know? I am just so excited. I'm so excited, ladies and gentlemen, to be here with all of you every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's right. I love it. I love doing what I do. We're almost 7 years on BIRN. The end of April will be 7 years on BIRN doing podcasting. 7 years. That's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is my 10th year podcasting. My 10th year podcasting. I started podcasting in 2011 on Blog Talk Radio, then on Spreaker, and now back to Blog Talk Radio again, Podbean, few other places that I podcast, but I started live streaming in 2015. That's right. I started podcasting 10 years ago, and 6 years ago, I started live streaming. I love both. But my passion is podcasting. Oh, yes, it is. My passion is podcasting, and I love it so much. I love it so much. I mean, if I could make money doing it, I most certainly will. And I'm going to work on getting some sponsors. Hey, why not do what you love and make money at the same time? Why not? Right? Why not? So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, today is the fourth weekend of Lent. That's right. The cleansing period. The cleansing period. That's right. Where we're cleansing ourselves, where we're getting rid of the negative, and we're bringing in the positive. Getting rid of the negative and bringing in the positive. Changing our life during this period of time. This is the Lenten time, and this is when we are supposed to change our lives for the better. That's right. This, ladies and gentlemen, is when we're supposed to change our lives for the better. We're also working on great websites, and websites might be out tonight, might be out tomorrow, might be out Monday, but we're definitely going to have websites. That's right. Yes, we got two websites coming out. One for JGF Foundation and one for another beautiful community that I love so much. That's right. I have so many communities that I love. That's right. I have so many communities of people that love me and I love them. That's right. And when it comes down to it, I'm just being me. I just be myself and people flock to me. I just be myself. And people flock to me. That's it. Bottom line. Okay? And when it comes down to it, I love being myself. And so should you. Why should you be anybody else but yourself? Why should you be anyone else but yourself? So as I said, you know, this is the Lenten period. It's a period of time, a period of cleansing on the Catholic calendar. you know, before Easter, that means cleansing, means change, means getting rid of the negative and bringing in the positive. Getting rid of the negative and bringing in the positive. That's right. So any negative people, get the hell out of my life. Okay? Any positive people, come on in. Okay? If you want to be a drama king or a drama queen, get the hell out of my life. Okay? If you don't want to be a drama king or a drama queen and you want to be yourself, come on in. Okay? This is the cleansing period. And, you know, maybe some friends that I've had, you know, maybe need to be cleansed. You know, and when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, maybe I have some of the best friends you would ever know. That's right. I have some of the best friends you would ever know. Now, are you going to take the chance to meet those people? Or are you going to, that's right, be that drama king or drama queen and chase them away? If you like drama, get the hell out of my life. This is America. We can say whatever the hell we want. If you don't like it, get the fuck out of my life. That's it. Bottom line. If you don't like the way I speak, get out of my life. That's it. Please block me. Okay? Because this is the way I speak. I emphasize my words sometimes by cursing. And sometimes cursing is not a bad thing. Sometimes it brings emphasis. Sometimes it brings power. Sometimes it brings passion. And that's the way I use those words. Other people, maybe not. If you're offended by those words, get out of my life. That's it. Good luck. Good luck in your future endeavors. I say what I want to say, and I don't care what anybody else says. Okay, so where is this leading us? This is leading us into learning to let things go. And that was the message of the fourth week of Lent. Letting things go that we don't have any control over. You don't have any control over the way I speak. You don't have any control over the curses that come out of my mouth. So let it go. Let it go. Let it go. That's right. Let's sing the song. Because when it comes down to it, the more we let it go, the more we can accept and the more we could forgive. There are steps in life to get through a lot of our traumas. There are steps in our life to get us through our traumas. And the way we do that is acceptance, forgiveness, learning how to cope, learning to understand what happened, and then diverting your mind from what happened, instead of living there. That's right, instead of living there, living in the past, so everybody else has control over you, except for you. Everybody has control over you, except for you. Do you realize that? Do you realize that you lost control of your life when you're living in trauma? That you just don't want to give it up. You just want to remember it for 20, 30, 40 years. You know, you just don't want to give it up. You know, and you, oh my God. You know, and that's why you can't find anybody maybe. Because you're carrying baggage. You know, and maybe, oh my God. You know, oh, you know, this happened 40 years ago. Okay, so when are you going to learn to accept and forgive? Do you realize that that's a part of life? Do you realize that God gave us those tools to move forward in life instead of staying stuck in life? Because a lot of people come to me and say, I'm so stuck in my life, I don't know which way I'm going. You are making yourself stuck. You are making yourself stuck. You are making yourself stuck. Nobody else is. You are. That's right. So letting it go, letting things go that we have no control over. It may have been somebody else's deed that committed a trauma against you, but you have no control over that deed. Whether it was good or bad, you have no control over it. Are you going to live with that for 40, 50, 60 years? Don't let anybody into your life. You know, and that's the way it's going to be? That's the way it's going to stay? To me, that makes no sense. Okay, yes, you have to go through the grieving process. And yes, you have to go through a process to forgive. There's a whole process to forgive. But remember, forgiving is to aid you to move forward. Forgiving is to aid you to move forward. It has nothing to do with the other person. You're not being weak by forgiving someone. If you always thought that you were weak for forgiving somebody, you got another thing coming. You don't have to forgive them to their face. You can forgive them in your heart so you can move forward in life. The more people hold on to grudges, the more you don't move forward. And that's why you're stuck. And that should be the answer, why you're stuck. You're stuck. Because you're making yourself stuck. And it's nobody else's fault but your own. It may have been somebody else's actions that put you in this space. But you staying in that space is your fault. You staying in that space is making you stuck. Now, I've been empowering people for many years. I've been inspiring people for many years. People have looked up to me as a motivator, as an inspirer, and as an empowerer. I've been through a lot in my life, as most of you probably have. I was bullied most of my life, and I was badly bullied, but I got stronger through life. If I didn't get stronger, I would have failed. If I didn't get stronger from the adversity, I would have failed. I would have failed. Okay? But I got stronger from my adversity. I got stronger from the people that bullied me. Because I learned how to accept and I learned how to forgive. And now I'm moving forward in life and I have no regrets. And people say, Joe, how do you do that? You just move on. You just learn to accept. You just learn to forgive. And like I said, you don't have to forgive that person face to face. That person might be dead. That person might be in jail. That person might be 500,000 miles away. Whatever it is. You could still forgive that person. For they know not what they do. A lot of people don't know what they're doing. A lot of people think it's a great idea. But, and then after they do it, oh my God, what a bad idea this was. Yeah. There's a lot of bad choices in this world. Oh boy, there's a lot of bad choices in this world that people make. But when it comes down to it, the more you hold on to their issue, the more you stay stuck. The more you give them power. Nobody should have control over anybody else. And this goes to women especially. Okay? This goes to women especially. Okay? Because women are the emotional beings. And yes, they do hold on to a lot of the traumas that they had in their life. Okay? When it comes down to it, ladies, do you want that person that committed that trauma against you to still have power over you? You're giving them power by holding on to the grudge. You're giving them power by still talking about it with emotion. You're giving them power, okay, when you yourself can't move forward. We have to learn how to be stronger. We have to learn how to be stronger. And the way we become stronger is following the cycle of what I just talked about. Now, each step, you know, is you know, tedious. It's not, okay, snap of the fingers, everything is going to be okay. Okay? Let it go. God wants us to let it go this week. That was the homily. God wants us to let it go. If you can't control it, let it go. You can't control somebody else's action against you. That was their choice to do that action to you. You have no control over it. And the more you hold on to that, that person has power over you. And that person might be dead. That person might be dead and they still have control over you. A dead person having control over you. We have to learn how to live in our heart and not in our mind. We need to learn how to live in our hearts and not in our minds. Because our minds drive us crazy. That's right. The mind could be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and it could also be a nightmare. The more you get stuck in your brain, the more you're not living your path. And where is your path? Your heart. Is your path. Why is your heart your path? Your heart is connected to your soul. Okay? And your soul is a messenger to God. And that's how God communicates with you, through your soul, through your heart. And that's why your journey is in your heart. And the more you stay in your heart, the more you're going to be living in harmony. The more you're going to be living in happiness, the more you're going to be living in joy because you're doing what you love. If you don't have control over it, why are you holding on to it? Why are you questioning yourself so much on something you did not even do? Are you guilty that you caused this incident to happen? Do you think it's your fault that some trauma happened to you? No, It's the other person that committed the action, not you. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. Their choice to commit a trauma against you has nothing to do with you. But yet, everybody thinks it's their fault why this person is doing this to me. Why is this person doing this to me? Because maybe this person is a freaking nut. Maybe this person had a history of doing this. And it didn't come out until maybe you married them. So the more you hold on to something, the more you don't move forward. The more you stay stuck. The more we don't let things go, is the more we're not cleansing our souls. We're not cleansing our bodies and our hearts and our minds. We're not cleansing ourselves when we're holding on to all of this garbage. We all are human beings. We all get upset. We all get mad. We all get angry. But guess what? The key is learning from the constructive criticism. In this society today, everybody thinks they're being criticized. Everybody thinks it's a criticism. But meanwhile, if you actually listen to what the person is saying, maybe you heard that thing 52 times from 52 other people and you didn't listen to them either. And you yelled at them because, oh, of course you're going to feel guilty because they're saying, oh, you're lazy. Well, if 52 people are saying that you're lazy, most likely you're lazy. Most likely. If 52 people are telling you that you are lazy, you must be lazy. But those people are taking it as a criticism and not a constructive criticism. Two different things. Criticism and constructive criticism. You're trying to help somebody notice what they're doing wrong in life sometimes. And the person says, you're criticizing me. You're judging me. But they don't even think to say, maybe this person is trying to help me. Maybe this person is trying to help me. Maybe this person is trying to help me. It happened to me a few times, you know, and in the beginning, I took it as criticism. Okay, I wouldn't talk about this if it didn't happen to me. Then these same people came back to me and said the same thing over and over and over again. Then I said to myself, maybe I need to make a change somewhere. Maybe I need to make a change somewhere. And I made a change. And it worked for the better because I got thousands of new followers. Thousands of new followers. So those people were trying to help me, not judge me. We need to decipher what people are telling us. Are they trying to judge us or are they trying to help us? That's the question. Are they trying to help us with some constructive criticism? So the point of the matter is, Jesus in the homily today wants us to recognize that if we don't have control over something, we have to get rid of it. We have to let it go because there's nothing on our end that we can do about it. We can be mad about it. We can hold on to it, you know, and then have other people have control over us. Do you realize how many people actually have control over you but you? Nobody seems to realize this. Nobody seems to realize this. How many people actually have control over you but you? Holding on to every little thing. All those people have control over you somehow, no matter if they're dead or not. Holding grudges. Holding grudges, ladies and gentlemen, is killing you. It's not killing the other person. Do you realize every little toxin that you hold in is killing you? Little by little, it's killing you. That's right. Little by little, it's killing you to hold on to those little toxins. Little by little, holding on to those traumas, holding on to every little thing that happened in your life. The only way we could get rid of it is to accept and forgive. And then we could go out and educate about it and teach others to stay out of harm's way. A lot of ladies could be very influential like this. A lot of ladies could be very influential like this, but you can't teach with emotion. So you have to accept and forgive for yourself so you can educate other women on what you went through. So you can save other women's lives. It will help you to save other women. That's right. I help people every day. I help people every single day of my life. And in doing that, I feel no pain. Isn't that amazing? I deal with pain every day of my life. But I help people every single day, and I feel no pain. Why is that? Because I forgave my illness, for it knows not what it does. I forgave myself. I accepted my illness as a part of me. And that's what I did. So my question to all of you listening here tonight, whether you're in the chat room or whether you're listening, whether you're listening in on the call-in line, my question to you is, did you look at yourself in the mirror lately? When you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? What do you see in the mirror? Are you happy with that person in the mirror? Why are you not happy with that person in the mirror? Why are you not happy with that person in the mirror? And that's what you have to work on. That's right. And that's what you have to work on. The things you're not happy about yourself. And there's no reason to beat yourself down because we all have faults. There's no reason to beat yourself down. We all have faults. So I want you to do that. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. And I want you to say, what do I not like about this person? And that's what you need to work on. I deal with chronic pain patients all day long, and they think they're ugly because they have a disease. And what do I tell them? You're as beautiful before and after you got your disease. You're still the same person after and before you got the disease. The only thing that's different is you have limitations now. And limitations don't make you ugly. Limitations don't make you ugly. And so many of these people, most of chronic pain patients, and I happen to be a minority in the chronic pain community. Most of the people in chronic pain are women. You know, us men, there's only a handful of us, you know, in the community. And a lot of these women, they look up to us guys. You know, they look up to us. They want us to lead, basically. And honestly, I think that's what all women want a man to do. Freaking lead. That's right. Be a leader. And that's where we fall short. A lot of us are not leaders. A lot of us are followers. A lot of us are beta males and freaking soy boys. That's right. So I lead. And they all flock. I lead and they all flock. That's right. And I say, ladies, you're not ugly. And a lot of the times the ladies love to hear it come from a man. It's different when it comes from a woman. You know, a lot of these ladies, especially in the chronic pain community, love when a man says you're beautiful. Because a lot of these ladies have really no self-conscience, no self-esteem, you know, no self-confidence, you know. So I like to build them back up. But it's true. A lot of these women are beautiful inside and out. But they think they're ugly because they have a disease. They haven't accepted and they haven't forgiven the disease and they haven't forgiven themselves. You're not ugly when you have a disease. You just have limitations. There are plenty of women that after I said that, gained a lot of confidence, got out there and got a boyfriend, and some of them even got married. And I'm like, wow, that's great. Wow, that's great. Look what I did. Look what I helped with. You know, and it makes me feel good to be a part of that. You know, the biggest mind trick of all, is suicide. I'm better off dead than alive. The biggest mind trick in the book. And a lot of people succumb to the mind trick. That's all it is a mind trick. Because you're living in your mind. If you get out of your mind, you wouldn't kill yourself. That's right. The biggest mind trick is suicide. Biggest mind trick is suicide. And what we spend hours doing at JGF Foundation and here at BIRN is we get people out of their heads. And we tell people that they are worthy and that they are loving and that they're cared for. You know, a lot of people want to hear that, especially when they're that low. But why are they that low? They are that low because they're stuck in their mind and they dug themselves such a deep damn hole that it's tough to get out of it. And remember, every time I say people dig a hole, they have to climb out of it themselves because they dug the hole themselves, so now they got to get out themselves. And boy, that hole could be 100 feet deep. That hole could be 100 feet deep. And you got to climb all 100 feet out of that hole. And you got to find to get out. You got to find a way to get out of there. Do you realize that you're in a deep, dark hole with loose dirt all around you, and how the hell are you going to climb out? How are you going to climb out? If you got loose dirt all around you and there's no branches, how are you going to climb out? Well, each branch is a choice that you make. So you're going to have to start making good choices to start climbing out of that hole. Because that's where the branches appear. The branches appear when you make a good choice. How do you know it's a good choice? You feel good about it in your heart. You know it's the right choice. When it comes down to it, we all dig our own hole. I climbed out of my hole in 2010. Why am I talking about climbing out of holes? Because I climbed out of my hole in 2010. I didn't feel bad about myself anymore. I forgave my disease. I accepted my disease. I forgave myself. I learned how to cope with my disease. I learned to understand what I had. I did research on it. I learned my way out of my hole. I was not this positive in 2008. Actually, I was the most negative person you would want to be around. 2008, 2009, dealing with immense chronic pain. And then in 2010, I made a pact with God, and I said, God, I am not going to kill myself, and nobody else is going to take me off this earth, Lord, except for you. I will not harm myself, and nobody will harm me. Only you will take me off this earth, Lord. And then after that day, I got up out of bed, and that was my last day. I spent a full day in bed. I sat at this table doing work since 2010. Whether it be researching, whether it be making friends, building networks, building communities, helping charities, boy, I've done a lot in my life that was good. Even though a lot of things that happened to me were bad. But now I'm educating you without feelings and emotions, because once you forgive and once you accept, there is no feelings and emotions anymore. You don't care about what happened to you anymore. Now you can educate. Now you can educate at that point. Once you can accept and once you can forgive, that is how you educate. Everyone is worthy. Life is precious. Everyone is worthy to be on earth. There's a reason why we're all here. You just got to figure out why you're here. We're all here for a reason. Some of us haven't figured it out yet because we're not focused on our path. We're focused on somebody else's path or what somebody else did to us. That takes us off of our path. And that's why, oh, no, I don't know why I'm here. Oh, yeah, you should know why you're here. Go live in your heart and you'll know why you're here. The more you live in your brain, you're not going to know why you're here. And sometimes we have to aid people back to their heart. And that's what I do too. I aid people back to their heart, so they can find out why they're truly here. Why am I here? Well, everybody should know why they're here. And if you don't know why you're here, let's get you back to your heart so you know why you're here. That's it. I've learned this through my own life. And that's why I'm teaching this. What do you think, I'm teaching this for my health? I wouldn't teach something if I didn't go through it. I would not teach something if I did not go through it. It was successful for me. It could be successful for you, too, if you take the tools. Oh, man. Yeah, I talk about this every week. But yet people leave the tools on the ground. They don't pick up the tools. These are free fucking tools. Free fucking tools, and nobody is picking them up. Free tools. I can charge for these tools. But I don't charge for these tools. So the only way to get out of the hole is to take the tools. Okay, because keep in mind, you might have dug yourself a 200-foot hole. How the hell are you going to get out of there? How are you going to get out of there? Everybody's got their own hole to dig out of. How are you going to get out of a 200-foot hole with nothing to hold on to, with nobody to help? You have to get out of your own hole. You dug the hole. Now you have to get out of it. You dug the hole, now you have to learn how to get out of it. You dug it. You dug it. You all dug it. We all dig our own holes. And the only way to get out is to make good choices. And an even quicker way to get out is acceptance. Forgiveness, coping, how to learn how to cope with what happened to you or a disease that you have, learn how to cope. Then understand your condition, understand your disease, understand where you stand after this trauma, and then divert back to your heart. Because the more we stay diverted off of our heart's path, the more we don't complete our path. And God wants us to complete our path. God wants us to complete our path. And every little thing that happens to us in life diverts us from our path. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that the more we stay diverted is the more we don't feel complete, the more we feel stuck, the more we feel depressed, the more we feel anxiety-filled, the more we feel angry, the more we feel guilty. Do you realize that you're putting yourself into this stupor and you can't get out of it? We're going around and around in circles and there's no way out unless you get yourself out. Stop blaming other people and focus on yourself. This is your problem, not anybody else's problem. Let's not blame the people that committed the trauma and put you in that state. Okay, because you can easily accept and forgive them. Now we have to blame you because you're not getting out of your trauma. You have to learn how to blame yourself. I mean, again, nobody else is digging that hole but you. And you could be digging yourself a 500-foot hole, and you just keep digging, and you just keep digging, keep digging. That's right. And the way you keep digging is holding on to all the toxins, holding on to all the adversities, holding on to all the issues and problems of life. That's the way you dig a deeper hole. Anything negative is digging the hole. If you're learning from the negative, you're climbing out of the hole. You get it yet? If you're learning from the adversity, you're coming up out of that hole. If you're making good choices, you're coming up out of that hole. Little by little, you're coming up out of that hole. Stop digging your own hole. It's time to start climbing out. Some people don't even realize they're digging their own hole. And then they, oh, I'm so lost in life. Oh, I'm so stuck. You are putting yourself there. Nobody else is putting you there. Again, forgiveness is the tool to release these people and things and entities out of your life. Once you forgive them, they don't have to be there anymore. And I'm not saying forget what happened to you, because you need to educate others. And that's where it becomes a positive, and you turn it around to be a positive. You come out of that hole looking pretty. That's right. You come out of that hole with your makeup on and you're looking great. You come out of that hole holding your head up high. I taught people today. That's right. I taught people today. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the biggest positive thing that you could do after a trauma. The biggest positive thing that will boost you up out of your hole that you dug is to turn the adversity into something positive. You have to turn that adversity into a positive. And stop being a victim. People hold on to this victimhood, and they think it's great to hold on to victimhood. They look like a sissy bastard holding on to all of this, holding on to all of this victimhood. Where is that getting them? Where is that getting them? Holding on to the victimhood. People just think they're weak. People just think they're fucking weak. That's right. They think they're weak. Weak. Weak individuals. And I don't want to be around any weak individuals. They're not going to turn me into no victim. And people are, Joe, why do you yell so much? Maybe I'm trying to teach you, stop being a victim. Come out of your shell. Stop being a victim. Stop being a sissy boy. Stop being a beta male. Stop being a soy boy. Stop being a drama queen. And get back to your life. Do you realize that people stop their life to be a drama queen? Because that means that they're in everybody else's life but their own life. Drama queens and drama kings, right? They're in everybody else's life but not theirs. Maybe it's a coping mechanism. I don't know. Maybe they have that bad of a life that they don't want to work on their life. Well, we only got one life, folks. And if your life is that bad, I feel bad for you. You know, we only got one life. This is it. You're not going to get another one. So why are you concentrating on other people's lives when you should focus on your own first? See, what I did was I focused on my own life first because I wouldn't be able to educate people like this. I wouldn't be able to teach people like this. I wouldn't be able to empower people and motivate people. I wouldn't be able to do that if I was in, say, an anger-filled state. This is passion. You have to realize the difference between passion and anger. Okay? Passion is pointed. Anger is not pointed. Anger is all over the place. Passion is education. Okay? So what I'm doing right now is very pointed. I'm pointing you in a direction. It's very pointed. So this is passion, not anger. Yeah, okay. I get loud when I get passionate. Doesn't mean I'm angry. Doesn't mean I'm angry. Doesn't mean I'm angry. Everybody thinks, stop yelling. Stop this. Stop that. You sound angry. This is not anger. Anger is all over the place. Okay? Anger is all over the place. I'm pointed on a topic right now. That's passion. Okay? That's the difference between passion and anger. Anger is like a round and around we go, and there's no end game with anger. Passion, there's an end game. Passion, there's an end game. We want to get you to a point, and then we let you go on your own. That's right. There's no anger here. And the people that usually say, oh, Joe, you sound angry, are the angry ones themselves within themselves. Let me say that one more time. This is deep shit tonight. I hope everybody's getting it. This is deep shit. I hope you get what I'm cooking tonight. This is deep shit tonight. Okay? Usually the people that say, Joe, you're angry, Joe, stop yelling, are the people within themselves that want to yell and scream and have anger within them. That's right. They're just projecting their anger on somebody else, and that's what people usually do. That's what people usually do. No bullshit. It's the truth. Because they don't want themselves to take the blame. Everybody else has got to take the blame but yourself. Here's another great example, okay? You're in the ocean. Amy loves this example. You're in the ocean, okay? And you jump in and you're splashing around and you're having fun and you're swimming around in the middle of the ocean. I don't care what ocean is, the Atlantic, the Pacific. You know, you're splashing around, you're having fun. And then, holy shit, a shark bites your leg. And it's a pretty big shark. What does the person usually do? The person blames it on the shark, right? The person blames it on the shark. Meanwhile, this person is splashing and swimming and yelling and screaming. And let's blame the shark for biting my leg, and blood is everywhere. How about blaming yourself for splashing and yelling and screaming and swimming in the shark's realm? What do you think a shark does? A shark is an eating machine. It eats things. It almost ate you. Blame yourself for being an idiot and a fucking moron. That's right. If you're in the shark's realm and you're doing everything that the scientists tell you not to do to attract the shark, then you're a fucking moron. That's right. Here's another example. Amy Johnson likes this one, too. You're walking down the block after a hurricane hits. You know, just to assess the damage in your neighborhood. You know, you're walking down the block, down the sidewalk, and you're walking your little dog. And, you know, you're just walking. You know, and all of a sudden you trip over something. Oh my God, it's a tree. How come I didn't see the tree there? And then what's your next inkling? I'm going to blame the tree for being there. Or even better, I'm going to blame the little dog because the little dog has to pee and shit. And I got to take it out for a walk. So I'm going to blame the little dog. Or I'm going to blame the tree that got knocked down by the hurricane. But I'm never going to blame myself. So you could have walked around the tree, jackass. Could have walked around the tree. You know, but you decided to trip over it. And how do you not see a big tree? How's that shocking to anyone? How is that shocking to anybody that the tree is there? It's such a big object, but yet you trip over it like a fucking fool. That's right. And then you blame the tree, and it's your fault because you're a jackass and a mindless fool. That's right. So the key, ladies and gentlemen, is not to blame other things and blame other people. That's why I use those examples. Okay? You know, another example I usually use is you're in Africa and you're on a safari and you see a pride of lions. And you want to get a closer look and you want to take some pictures. So you get off the bus. And everybody's saying, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't get too close. Oh, don't worry about it. They're only cats. That's what people sometimes say. Oh, don't worry about it. They're only cats. Okay. Go set up your camera a little closer. And the male lion gets up on all fours and starts charging you. And you start running. And they say never to run from a wild animal. But you start running. Wait, bus, wait, I'm coming back. And the lion bites you on your ass. Now, the lion's instinct to do that is to protect the baby lions in the pride, you know, and to protect the females of the pride, because that's what males are supposed to do, right? Not so much in the human race anymore, you know, but, you know, in the lion's race, yes. Males are there for protection for the females and the children. That's right. And, you know, when it comes down to it, then you blame the lion for biting your ass. Then you blame the lion for biting your ass. But meanwhile, the lion is doing what it usually does in its, that's right, in its area, in its land area where it belongs, right? In its environment. So when it comes down to it, all three of those examples show you that human beings just blame anything or everyone for things that they do wrong. And you're not embarrassed by that? And you're not embarrassed by that? People don't get embarrassed by that? Some of them are like serial liars, serial blamers, that they'll blame everybody for everything that they did. Serial blamers. So important, ladies and gentlemen, to understand, to take a little blame for yourself. Do you realize it's killing you not to take the blame for yourself? Those are all toxins building up inside of you. But yet we're in a society. We're in a society today that there's a lot of blame to go around. You're not wearing your mask, so you're spreading the disease. You're spreading the virus because you're not wearing your mask. But yet, it's the person wearing the mask that's actually spreading the disease. You didn't get a vaccine. You don't care about others. I care about myself, so I don't get a vaccine so it doesn't kill me. Has nothing to do with anybody else. That's the biggest lie. It has more to do with the individual. Hello? It's an individual decision. It's not a group decision to say, okay, I want a vaccine now. It's an individual decision to say, I want a vaccine. So how is that helping others? How is it helping others to get a vaccine? If it's an individual decision, how is it helping others That's the biggest lie that's out there right now. The biggest lie that's out there. You got to get a vaccine to save others. Same thing with masks. You got to wear a mask to save others. No, you're saving yourself. You're not saving others by wearing a mask. The biggest lie that's out there. You're not being selfish by not wearing a mask. It's your choice. You're not being selfish for not getting a vaccine. It's your choice. The biggest lie out there, you're saving others' lives by wearing a mask and getting a vaccine. The biggest fucking lie out there. And then they blame the people that don't wear the mask. 85% of people that wear masks, according to the CDC, it's right there on the CDC website, get COVID. That's right, it's right there. Go look it up. You want to know when it got there? It got there in the summertime 2020. It was put there. That's right. Summer of 2020, it was put there. Now, they may have removed it by that point. I don't know. But the biggest lie is you're saving others. You're saving others. No, you're saving yourself if you get a vaccine. And you're even saving yourself if you don't get a vaccine. With all the stuff in the vaccine. That you think you're going to get cured and you're ideologically subverted to believe that you're going to be cured from a freaking vaccine. Do you realize that vaccines were used in the Nazi times to kill people? Yeah. Vaccines were used during the Holocaust to kill people. Oh, yes. You know? I questioned this back in summertime 2020 when everybody was out on the streets and they were burning buildings. And I said, how come these people are getting COVID? How come BLM and Antifa are allowed to march the streets and none of them get COVID and none of them are dropping dead in the streets? None of them had masks on. Very few of them did. And if they had masks on, they were wearing them wrong. And they were not 6 feet away from one another. And I started questioning it, like, how come these people aren't dropping dead? How come these people aren't dropping dead? How come none of these people are getting a case of COVID? Isn't that a decent question to ask? When you're locked down in your home and other people are marching in the streets, burning down shit? Yeah, you can ask that question. You most certainly can ask that question. Is anybody going to answer it? Probably not. So I started questioning it then. So why would I take a vaccine? Why would I take a vaccine for a disease that BLM and Antifa did not get? Why should I take a vaccine if they didn't get sick? And don't give me bullshit. Oh, you know, it could happen to anybody. Could happen at any time. No, that, don't give me bullshit. It was the whole fucking summer. Okay? So why should I take a vaccine if none of those people got COVID and none of them dropped dead in the street? And meanwhile, COVID was so bad at that time, if you remember. But yet those people are allowed to march in the streets. Nobody questioned that then? Nobody questioned it. Nobody questioned, why are these people marching in the streets and I'm on lockdown in my house wearing 17 masks and washing my house down like a hypochondriac? Nobody answers that. Nobody answered that question, but some people were asking that question. And there was no answers to be found. Because here in New York, they refused to ask that question to anybody in BLM or Antifa. None of the contact tracers could ask, hey, were you at the riots? Were you at the riots? No, you couldn't ask that question in New York. They didn't want to know. That's when I started questioning things. I said, okay, I'm definitely not getting any vaccine or nothing. None of these people are dropping dead. And it's a high point of COVID. According to Dr. Fauci, according to that mental midget, it was a bad time. People were dropping dead in the hospitals, but not on the streets. It's just too many questions to be asked with that. That's when I started questioning things. So who are they going to blame? The people that didn't wear masks. And they started blaming people that didn't wear masks. And they said, you're to blame because you didn't wear a mask. No, you're to blame because you didn't tell us the truth. You didn't tell us the truth. You didn't tell us the truth. We were on lockdown, and those people were able to march in the streets. Oh, but that's a mental illness. Oh, they actually put, they actually said that racism was a mental illness so they could march. And what did they get from all that marching? Nothing. They didn't change a law. They didn't change anything. They didn't go to talk to any governor. They didn't go to talk to any mayor or assemblyman or assemblywoman. No. All they did was burn things down to the ground and loot places. They didn't get any retribution. They didn't get anything changed with what they did in summer of 2020. They didn't change anything. Nothing was changed. I thought the whole idea was to get change the summer of 2020. Nothing changed. What does this all have to do with what we're talking about today? Okay, what does this all have to do with what we're talking about today? Let it go. Let the Civil War go. You know, let it go. If you don't have control over it, let it go. Just let it go. That's right. We have very little control over things in this life. We have very little control. There's no control except for ourselves. We can control our actions and our reactions. That's basically all that we control. Our actions and our reactions and our choices and how we treat ourselves. That's what we control. There's not much else that we control. There is not much else that we control, folks. There is very little that we control. So if you're not getting retribution for something, it's a failure. So summer of 2020 was a failure. Didn't do anything. Didn't change anything. It was a failure. It was a failure. Most of 2020 was a big fail. And we spoke about this on this show numerous times. We had a lot of false flags last year. We had a lot of false flags last year that didn't lead to much. Except for a lot of people dying. Didn't lead to much. China didn't really gain any domination. But China is growing little by little. Now that nobody's looking at them. Now that they're not really being punished. Okay? So COVID was a false flag for Chinese domination. Failure. Failure. It was also to take down economies and take away your civil liberties and take away your religious rights. That's right. Summer of 2020 was a false flag for basically nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing was changed. There was no retribution. Nothing happened. No laws were changed. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing happened. Nobody went to go talk. To political officials. And then, of course, we had a dud election. So we had a lot of failures last year. There was a lot of failure last year. But again, we're talking apolitical here. We're not talking and we're not taking any sides. You don't know who I voted for. You have no clue. Okay? And when it comes down to it, we are apolitical on this show. But yes, we had a lot of shows on COVID last year because there were a lot of people in fear, especially people in this community and in the chronic pain community. And boy, it was very frantic there. And I had to do my job to calm people down. As an advocate, I needed to calm people down, and I was successful. There was a lot of people living in fear in this community. Everything's going to be okay, people. Everything's going to be all right. It was righteous fear. It was righteous fear in this community. It was righteous fear because, yes, we have pre-existing conditions in this community. So it was righteous fear in this community. But I will tell you that I know many people who have lung autoimmune diseases, COPD, cystic fibrosis, that survived COVID. I know people, plenty of people, with lupus and Lyme and fibro who survived COVID. So even though your fear is righteous, there is nothing to fear but fear itself. Yes, pre-existing conditions will warrant fear. There were a lot of old people in fear, too. That's righteous, too. Because a lot of old people were dropping dead from COVID. But we need to learn to let it go. Let it go. That's right, folks. We're going to start singing the song live for everybody. Let it go. Let it go. That's right. Because when it comes down to it, if you don't let it go, it's going to eat at you. And the more we hold on to it, the more it breeds more fear. And that's what the government wants. And that's what the media wants. And that's what all the manipulators want. More fear. That's right. They want more fear. They keep pumping more fear into you. Yeah, oh, the variants now. Oh, we got to worry about the variants. The variants are major. Oh, my God, people are dying from the variants. Yeah, now we want more fear. Yes, keep adding more fear. That's what they want, more fear. And how is that helping people? It's not helping people. Because it's keeping those people diverted from their heart, diverted from their path, diverted from their God-given path. Diverted. Fear diverts you. And the more you're in fear, the more your decisions become more cloudy and your decisions become very, very bad. Taking a vaccine, not a good decision. Especially when you know that vaccines were used during the Holocaust to kill people. Yes, to kill people. What do you think they're doing now? They're not saving people. You're told that they're saving people. No, they're not. Okay? It's in the books already that the Nazis used the vaccines to kill the Jews. Because how do you think Hitler got Germans to hate the Jews by calling them vermin, by calling them a disease, an illness. All Jews have an illness, he said. So if all Jews have an illness, do Germans have the right to kill them? So he made it right for the Germans to kill the Jews by saying they're an illness. That they have a disease. And what's the only way for them to get this disease out of them? A vaccine. And what do you think they did with that vaccine? Amazing. Amazing. If people are dense if they don't understand this. If you don't do your research, you're never going to understand this. If you don't do your research, you're never going to understand what I'm talking about here today. You're going to think I'm a conspiracy theorist. That's right. Oh, that guy, he's such a conspiracy theorist. Why does anybody listen to him? Yeah, because I'm telling truth, and you're living in a world of subversion. And everything you hear from the media is right, but everything I look up independently is the truth. So you are subverted by the fake news. To believe everything that you know, and where do I get my information? From independent sources and from people on the street that are actually there. That's right. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of tonight's show. Could you believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost 2 hours of a show? Could you believe it's almost 2 hours of a show? You know, we got 20 minutes, and I pretty much got out what I needed to say tonight. Just let it go. Just let it go. Stick around, chat room. Don't go away. We're going to have a chat afterwards here. But when it comes down to it, it's important to understand that we just need to let it go. And we need to learn to let it go. And be the best that we could be. And know that we are winners and not losers. We could be winners by not being a victim. And not being a soy boy. And not being a beta male. We could be the victors if we choose to do so. And the more we hold on to things, the less we become a winner. And the more we become a loser. That's right. The more we live in grief, the more we're not living our dreams. We're not living our goals. We're not living our path. The more we're living in grief, the more we're living in trauma, the more we're living in adversity, we are not living our life's path. It is time to get out of your head and into your heart. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here. I appreciate each and every one of you. Stick around. Stick around. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in. Appreciate everybody coming in and everybody listening today. Sorry, caller, we didn't get to you. Thank you so much, everyone. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much. And always keep in mind that this is an apolitical show. We don't talk about names. We don't talk about political parties. You don't know who I voted for. You don't know what party I back. I don't bark. I don't back any party. Okay? So when it comes down to it, we're very apolitical on this broadcast. We're very apolitical when it comes to JGF Foundation. Okay? We're very apolitical. We don't like to talk politics in those realms because it's about saving people's lives. It's about bringing people back to their paths. That's why we're apolitical in those communities. In this community and in the JGF Foundation community, we are apolitical. And we're here to educate. We don't want feelings and emotions to get mixed in with the education. That's why we don't talk politics. So, thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much every single week for coming to listen to this show. I tell you, I love doing what I do. I love podcasting. This is my life. I made it my life. God gave me the path, and I'm taking it up, and I'm making them proud. I'm making my mom proud. I'm making my friends proud. I'm making my communities proud. Because that's what it's all about. And one more thing. I'm making myself proud. I'm making myself proud. That's right. All right, guys. I'm going to play some music out for you. We got a little patriotic music for the people on BIRN. You guys stick around over here. That's right. We'll have a nice chat afterwards. And thank you so much, everybody, for being here. I appreciate it. And thank you, chat room, for being here. Appreciate the chat room coming in. Great chat room tonight. And I look forward to chatting with you all next week on the 20th. Oh, we have a programming note. Oh, I forgot about the programming note. That's right. The 20th and the 27th, I will be doing abbreviated shows because my brother will be in the house. That's right. Right there on the date that spring begins, my brother is coming in. So I will be doing abbreviated shows, meaning maybe an hour, maybe 30 minutes. On the 20th and the 27th, but I will be doing shows, a little bit shorter than usual, but I will be doing shows. So take care, everybody. Have a great one. And, here's a little, patriotic music for you on BIRN. Take care, everybody.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, were for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today. So there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand.